The new transportation system that will serve Crenshaw Corridor area should be a light rail line, not a rapid bus line. That's the consensus in a new report released by the MTA this week. MTA estimates the line will cost $1.7 billion. The LA Urban League applauded the move. Trevor Ware, the league's chief operating officer, says the rail system is a faster way to connect South LA residents than a bus system.
We will be on par with other communities in Los Angeles where our folks can quickly and safely get where they need to go with their families.
The league is also thrilled about the nearly 8,000 jobs the project is expected to create.
And building bus or other kinds of transportation options does not bring the economic impact that light rail will bring into our community.
But the rail proposal doesn't come without serious objections. James Moore, director of USC's Transportation Engineering Program, says the MTA will be wasting tax dollars on the project.
We are producing some jobs with the projects, but it's by no means clear that the number of jobs provided by the projects is greater than the number of jobs lost by taxing away these resources.
Moore is in favor of a bus system because he says it's cheaper and a faster way to move residents. If MTA decides to go with the light rail, the project could start as early as 2012. Jessica Flores, Annenberg Radio News.